Kinim, Paragimel Mishnah Vov. It's not only the last Mishnah in Meseches Kinim, it's also the last Mishnah in Seder Kodshim Be'ez Hashem. So we're learning this Mishnah Behisrakshus with a sense of excitement, and we'll learn the Mishnah Be'ez Hashem. We'll also try to make a Hachonas HaNefesh by connecting Seder Kodshim with Seder Tairis. Ben Hashem should give us Siyat Deshmaya, that we should continue Michael Al-Khoyl. Ho'isha Sha'omra, this is an interesting case, and the Mufarshim over here, like we pointed out in the last two, Mishnayis Ashver, and the Rav's Pirush, there's a lot of Asogas in the Tesiyomtim Tves, as well as a lot of Reid Nirushoinim. So what we'll explain is the Derech Haslula, which some of the Mufarshim bring, which is not really the Rav's Pshat, but it's really the Tesiyomtim Pshat. When you learn the Sugi in Zvochim, Daf, Samach Zayin, and Samach Ches, which is in the sugis of Taruvah, of Bittul, of Bali Chaim, over there, this is what it sounds like is going on in Rashi over there, Lagabi this sugi. Ho'isha Shomer, the case is like this. A lady said, Hareo Laikan, Kishe'elet Zocher. She was mekabel on herself. Remember that every year, this is Mechuy V'kan. The Stuma, or the Yemiyachid, you have to bring a, she has to bring an Erle and a Chatos. She was mekabel on herself as a separate neder to give a peer if she's going to have a zocher. She wanted to have a schus to give birth to a boy. Yolda zocher mevia shtekinim. If she gives birth to a zocher, so she's mechuyev two kabbonos. One is the choyva, and one is the one that she took on herself voluntarily. Achas lenidra v'achas lechevoso. That's the choyva's pasha. Now, lechoyra in the kan that she was menader, she can only bring oilus. There's no such thing as a chatas that's brought voluntarily. So by definition, if she says a kan, it's not the chatas and oilo, which is of the other peer. Over here, it'll be two oilus. So that's where the knech comes in. Mevi'a shtekinim, achas l'nidra achas l'chavoso. Nisonatom l'koyin, she gives them to the koyin, v'akoyin tzorch lasis sholosh predim l'mal v'achas l'matan. That's what he has to do. The Kohen will designate, they're not designated yet, but the Kohen is going to put three lamala and one lamato. One is a chatos, the other three are oilus, so we just explained. Elo, he messed up. Lo also Kohen, he didn't do it that way. Elo also shtayim lamala and shtayim lamaton. Veloy nimlach, he didn't ask. He didn't ask the lady, he didn't ask Chala. Kitzen, what are we stuck with? What does it boil down to now? Tzricha lahavi oid prey da'achas, that's for sure. That two of them were brought lamato, one of them was brought kimaisa chatos, so that's possible. So mele, two of them were brought lamalo, that's fine. One was brought lamato, that's also fine. She has to bring another one. Viakuvena lamalon, and then I'll have to be brought lamalo. That's how she'll finish off her chiyuvim. Mimin echod, this is when they're all mimin echod, so mele, you could be mashlim, like we learned earlier, at the end of Perek Beis. Mishnei minim, if she brought lechetchila two kanim. One was Torin, one was Bnei Yoina. So now it's going to get a little bit more complicated. The Kohen again forgot that over here one is a neder, one is a choyva. He brought shtayim lamala, shtayim lamata, which should be good, but over here he has to have shalosh lamala al tzoylois and one lamata, like we explained. Tovi shtayim. So lamaisa, there's no peering up. So Meli, she's going to have to be meisiv two more birds, one tor, one ben yoinet to be mashlim the two that are on top. Persho nidro. What happens if she said behedya, she said mafurish, when she made a neder that she's going to bring either tor or ben yoinet? She doesn't remember which type she brought. Let's say a lady says she, a person says he's going to bring a korban oil las oil. You can give that in a nether. You don't remember if you said, you remember you said one specific one. If you didn't specify, you can bring either one. Let's say you remember that you specify, you don't remember which one, so you have to bring both. To be Yitzhak, Yudei Nidroi. So here you have a lady. She has one peer that she's bringing Mitzad Leido. So she has one peer she's bringing Mitzad Nidro. She doesn't remember what she's Mechui Mitzad Nidro. Tzricha Lahavi Oid Sholesh Predim. And then there was all brought the Chatos and Oilo, half was brought, two were brought Lamala, two were brought Lamato. She's going to have to bring Sholish Predim because she doesn't remember. She has to cover for two Oilois Lamalo, one a chat, well, I'm sorry, one a tor, one a ben yoinah. Both of them are going to have to be brought. So here she's really out. She's going to have to bring an extra three. Sholosh preidim mimin echod. Meaning this is when the two that were hukrav, the shtayim lamayim and the shtayim lamato, were all brought from one min. So she remembers now that she was minader from one min. She doesn't remember which one. She has to cover both. Meanwhile, she only brought from one min. So she has to cover tovi shtayim. But over here, it's sholosh preidim because lamayisah she has to bring a tor b'nei yoinah for the one on top. That's min echot. Mishnei minim tovi arba. Because she has to bring another two. She has to bring a pair of tor, a pair of b'nei yoinah. Lamayisah there was Lamala, there was Lamata. She has to cover for the ones that were no good. And she doesn't remember which one is which. So Mimelo, she's going to have to bring another four. Here's another Kneich. Kovo Nidra. Here's a new Kneich. Is that when she made her Neder, she was Mechayiv herself that she's going to bring from the same Min as what she's bringing Lechayvoso. When a woman gives birth, a lady, a miscarriage, she becomes Mechayiv. It's still open whether she's going to bring a Torah ben yoinah. She has to bring a pair of both, like we said. But which one? When she brings it, that's what it'll be. But what happens if she's keveh a neder? In a neder, you could say Torah, you could say ben yoinah, that we just had. Not only that, she could say whichever min she's going to bring for a chagosa. So now you have a bigger problem because she doesn't know which of the ones out of the four that she brought were brought l'chagosa. And Mamela, she has to cover both possibilities with her chayva. And Mamela, she's going to have to bring oid chomesh predim. Then we have to add something to Mepharshim say. By being kaveh and nidra with chayvoso, it's not the pshat that she doesn't know which, only the way we just explained it, she doesn't know which min she has to bring from. Nishno dem. If she's not yoitza her whole chayva, she's not yoitza her neder at all, because the neder has to be brought together with. It's kilu, she was mekabel on himself as the neder to bring not just a chayva, but to bring a can of four. She has to bring all four, two of the four which will be oilos, as opposed to the other two which will be one oilo, one chatos. And she also doesn't know which min. So now she's going to have to bring a complete kan stuma for a neder together with a separate oilo for the chayva. So what she's going to have to do is she's going to have to bring one for an oilo, and then she's going to have to bring two b'nei yoino of neder to cover. Now that cheshbin is because she brought all four mimin echod. So when she brought Mimin Echad, so we know what she was doing. She was bringing from, let's say, Mimin Echad was a Tor. So since the one was a Tor, so that was Kaveh what the Min HaNeder was. So the Shal is only, she has to bring for Chayva and for Neder, she has to bring another five. That means over here, she didn't say that she's going to bring from the same Min as what her Chayva is going to be. She just said she's going to bring it with the Chayva. But she doesn't remember which min the chayv is supposed to be. The chayv could be either one. But she doesn't remember what min she said the ned is going to be. She just remembered that she said that the ned is going to be, she's keveh the ned with the chayv. So the ned has to be brought with the chayv. But she doesn't know which one she has to be. So whichever one she's going to bring the ned, she has to bring also the chayv in order to be keveh one. So she's going to need two of this type and two of that type for the ned to go along with the one that she has to bring for the chayva. She's going to have to bring five. Mishnei minim, let's say she had originally brought the koyin one kan of tor and one kan of b'nei yoinu, and both of them were made shtayim lamala, shtayim lamato. He doesn't remember which one was which. Tovi sheish, we'll say he doesn't remember which one was first, which one was keveh, what the chayv is. Tovi sheish, she has to bring six more. That means she has to bring like this. She has to bring one can of Tor, one can of B'nei Yoinu, because she doesn't remember which one she said she's going to bring for her neder. And then she has to bring one, not one can, but she has to bring one Tor and one B'nei Yoinu to be Keveya to that in order to be Mekayim the Keveya Nidra together with the Chayva. That's the extra Kneicha. Nisanatam Lakoyin. She gave the original two peers that she had. One was for her neder and one was for her chayvin to the koyin. But she doesn't know what she gave him. Maybe she gave four toyrin, maybe she gave four bnei yoinu. Or maybe two toyrin, maybe two bnei yoinu. The koyin doesn't remember how he did. He do all of them lamalo? Did he do all of them lamato? The mamash doesn't remember anything. So you're stuck with the whole cheshbon of kavu, with also not knowing what the neder was. So tzricha lahavi, she has to bring oid arba predim lenidra. She's going to have to bring arba predim lenidra because she has a suffix. If she was kever two oilois for her neder of tor or bnei yoinu, and she knows she said one, so she has to bring four. And then shtayim l'chayvoso, in order to be kever together with the chayvo, the chatos achas. So here we run to one more problem. The reason why this chatos achas is because the Tanakama we had at the end of the second parak holds that whenever you're bringing, and you have to bring both of them from the same man, either two Torah, two bnei yoinu, by every kind of stuma we learned. The Tanakama holds that the one that's keveya is the chatos. Gzeh zakos, we explained it over there in Mishnah Hay, in Perek Beis. So because of that, you don't know which one was hukrav of the chayva which was good. It could be the chatos was keveya, and now she has to bring the oila from the same min as the chatos. So Mela, what she's going to have to do is she's going to have to bring arba preidim lenidra, good, two and two, because she doesn't know if she's chayv Torah ben yoinu, two oilas of Torah, two oilas of ben yoinu. Shtayim l'chayv also, because she doesn't know which one is kosher. And avazoy vait that she was keveya, she has to bring another. That means the first four are lenidra, the five and six are lechayvoso, and they're brought as oilas to cover because of chatois. And whichever oila is mekayim the chayva also has to be avekishtal together with the two peers that were from the nedava. She's mechuy v'chatos for her chayva, and it doesn't make a difference which one she brings. A Torah ben yoni, because either one will shtel avek what the other one is, because the chatos is keveh. That's the shita of the Tanakama. So because of that, we're back to the same machlokes that we had in Perek Beis Mishnei. Ben Azayim mishtei chatois needs two chatois, because according to Ben Azai, whichever one is done first is keveh the min, and Memeli she has to cover both minim. So Mela, she has to bring a Tor and a Ben Yoyne for this last piece of covering the Chayva. This is the last case that we have. Lamaisa, the Mishnah finishes off the Seder with an interesting Memra, which of course has layers of depth. Kedivrei Chazal B'chol Mokim. Om Reb Yeshua. Zehu Shom, with this type of situation where you'd be able to finish it off with one Oif, and now the Maisa are going to have to bring seven bimkoim, is reminiscent of an expression that says like this: Kishu chai koilo yechod. This is going on a. The Mefarshim explained this is going on an aisle. He can make one noise because he can make a noise with his mouth. Kishu meis koilo sheva. He can make seven koilos. Ketzit koilo sheva. That means you can take one, and with a few complications and a few hakrovs in the wrong place, turn it into seven. What's the one turning into seven over here? One curl that the ayil can make with its mouth. And now he's dead, he can make seven curls. Shtei karnov, shtei chatzoytzus. He can make, out of the two horns, can make two chatzoytzus, called shoifers if you want. Shnei shoikov, the shoikim, the thigh bones, are made into, they hollowed out, they're made into chalil, into flutes. Oirei lutoif, the skin can be stretched and over a drum, and it can be turned into a drum. Meov l'nevolim, his stomachs, remember every kosher animal has a few stomachs because they chew their cud. So meov, his stomachs could turn into a navel is a clay shear that we don't have bizman hazeh, and it was made with that. I don't understand exactly how that works. B'nei meov, the intestines, the stomachs itself are called meayim. B'nei mi'ayim are called intestines that do the work of processing the food in the stomachs. Those can be stretched into strings for kinaris, for harps. So we have two, seven instruments, seven musical, a whole Philharmonic orchestra that was made over here. V'yeshayimim af tzamei l'tcheles. He also has a mila, it's not a sound, but something else. What the Mishnah means to say is, there's a maisa over here of an eighth, because according to Ben Azai, the one with complications turned into eighth. So no, you could add in another layer of an eighth darga legabe tcheles. Okay. Shtetzel is dvorim stumim b'yoysim. What does the Mishnah want? The Mishnah is just bringing a chakavet sushtel. You have one part of an animal, and you have one animal, it's brought wrong, so now you have to bring seven eifos. What do we want to bring out over here? What we want to bring out over here is a finale to Kochim, is that there's a gewisse darga of Shlemus, a balchai when it's alive, is a balchai. It's a useful creature and it could service man. It could provide milk, it could provide wool, but the animal when it's turned into a korban could provide a certain level of Shlemus, of kolmine sounds to turn into a whole shiras v'tishbakos. And that's Shlemus. The number 7 and 8, of course, are numbers of Shlemus. 7 B'chol Mokim is the number of Shlemus in the Olam HaTeva. 6 are the days of the week. 6 are the sides of physical reality. The number 7 is always referred to as a Shlemus in the physical world because it's 6 with Shabbos, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. 6 of Derech HaTeva with the 7th element. So all the different elements over here, the 7th means that it's a Dov Sholem. Not only a Dov Shalom of 7, but the 8th is already a higher dagger. Same with Shabbos is 7. And Yom Tif, if it's Chanukah, if it's Shmini Atzeres, if it's Shavuos, which is the 8th week, the 7 weeks to prepare, Shlemus. And the 8th week is already Kabbal Sateru. So over here, the number 8 is Alamal Midere Chateva. Maybe we might add that Ben Azai is described in Pirkei Ovis as Lamal Midere Chateva Dikke Dveikus Bateru. And this might give us a little bit of insight that Seder Kochim is referred to as Chochmah. Famous Gemara in Shabbos, where the Gemara says, V'hoyo emunas itecho, emunas itecho, choysin shuas Chochmah v'das, and the Gemara says, emunas who say the Zroim, Zroim, planting, the agricultural process, brings a person to emunah, he recognizes that the Rebbein Shom gives him everything. Itecho are your times, your zmanim, kedushas hazmanim is the subject of Seder Moed. Choysen is in Yonei Yeshua to say the Noshim. Yeshua is a name for Seder Nezikin. Chochma is Kochim. Chochma v'das, das zutairis. So Chochma is Kochim. The one whose Chochma was otherworldly is a Bechina of 8, not a Bechina of Shlemus. L'moshel, let's say. Kabbalah Sateri Klaiso makes a Hachona for 7 weeks. That's the Derech HaTeva, what a person can do to prepare himself to be a clay kibbutz for Kabbalah Sateru. The 8th element is already the Rebbein Shlom coming on Tar Sinai. Porcha Nishmasim Klaiso Vzerchit Tetera Lamala Miderech HaTeva. The dogma that we have, the Gemara says, Ben Azai couldn't even get married, Ma'esa Benafshi Choshka Bateru. So maybe that's the dogma over here of the 8th. It's an otherworldly aspect of Shlemus, of Seder Chochma, which is Kochim. Maybe that's why Chazal see this as the finale to say the Kochim. L'maisa, the Mishnah finishes off with another memra. Maybe we'll even add one more piece. The Shaloi Bidera Chateva over here is Tcheles. What does Tcheles represent? Tcheles represents L'malo Midera Chateva. The strings of Lovon in a pair of tzitzis represent the person giving himself over to control the Rebbein Shlom. But Tcheles Doimel Yam, Yam Doimel Rekia, Rekia Doimel Kisya Kova, the otherworldly element, which is Lamala Midera Chateva, is the Tcheles. Maybe that fits in with this. Reb Shimon ben Akashi Oimer, Ziknei Amoretz, Kozman Shemaskinim, Amoratzim, as they age, Daiton Mitarefes Aleim, they become less aware of their surroundings. And they lose their koyach to function efficiently. Daitem terem salem, they lose their stability. They lose their mental clarity. Shenema meisi sofalem on him, he takes away the power of speech of the capable. Nemonim over him is capable. The times of kenim yikoch. And he takes away the reasoning of skenim. This is ziknei amoretz. We'll refer to what we just spoke about, the concept of kochim being chochma. And zikna is also synonymous with chokhmah. When the Torah says, v'adarta p'nei zokin, to give honor to a zokin, Rashi says, in Parshas Kedoshim, that means zokin is zeh shekana chokhmah. So when we talk about chokhmah, we're talking about zikna. Zikne ha-ma'oretz is a chokhmah of the physical world. And as a person gets older, his being arangeton olam hazeh fades. And this is actually a favor for a person, that as he gets ready to leave the world, his hold and his grasp and his comfort level in olam hazeh fades. And that's why he has to lose his familiarity with olam hazeh. You have somebody who in his 30s was an athlete, and he had muscles, and he made financial decisions. All of a sudden he's older. His feet don't work, his teeth don't work, his muscles don't work, his financial skills don't work, he's out of touch with the new door. That's it, he has no shaykh to olam hazeh, he's already 1 foot out the door. L'maisa g'dele Torah, which is the chokhmah of l'malam ederech ha-teva. Zikne Torah einon kein, kolzman, ela kolzman shemaskinin, daiton misyasheves aleihem. G'dele hador, as they get older, they become more in touch with the otherworldly, and they're able to make decisions. You see how G'dele Hador are only manhigim in their 80s, their 90s, where the chesed today, the last few dayres, that the manhigim of the last few dayres have been zukenim muflogim. Whoever lived them all till 90, till 100? Yeah, Rav Yoshev, Rav Steinman, Rav Shach. So Zunzan G'dele Hador of today is zukenim muflogim, and they're making life and death decisions with utmost clarity. Where does that come from? That comes from the chokhmah, which is l'malo miderech ha-teva. Shenema, the pasuk says, b'yashishim. Yashishim is a loshin of age. We might also say it's a loshin of simcha. Yosis alayach alekoich, even though that's a samach. It's a sin, and this is shin, but it's the same word. Yosis means there's a simcha, because ain't simcha, like somebody who's living in a world of dveikus b'Hashem, dveikus b'Torah. B'yashishim chokhmah. Chokhmah adarab is by those that are very old. V'ayrich yom tfuna. There's an extra element of bina yisera, of depth, of clarity, of otherworldly wisdom that belongs to those that are ma'arich yomim. And maybe we'll add another level to this. There's a famous kasha that Biruchim discusses, Chassidish Shesvarim discuss. We just quoted a Maimon Chazal that chokhmah is kotchim. The Mishnah at the end of Baba Basra says, "Horoitza lahachim, yachim b'dinei mominis." Even in Torah, there's an element of chokhmah. If somebody wants to grow in chokhmah, be yachim b'dinei mominis, and that's why we teach bochrim, learn the mesechtes of noshim zikin b'dinei mominis, because that's the place to learn how to learn. The shaila is of chokhmah shaykh to b'dinei mominis. How do we include chokhmah as shaykh to say the kochim? And Rabbi Yerucham explained this was a maimer that was said to bochrim that were going to learn Kotchim by the Briskerov, Zecharon Levracha, that there's worldly chokhmah. Worldly chokhmah, we don't mean how to invest in the stock market or how to run a business. We mean worldly chokhmah, the lomdus, which is a well-honed mind in terms of understanding a sugya. Sechel Ayosher, Higoyin, the logic of a sugya, when it's developed, Bishlemus, is developed in Dinim Omnis, in the Yeshivish Sugyas of Noshim Nezikin. There's an otherworldly chokhmah, which is shaykh to the Beis HaMikdash. The source of chokhmah, of otherworldly chokhmah, is kotchim. And that kotchim is referred to as chokhmah. That's why when a person naturally should fade, otherworldly chokhmah, which is lamala mederech ha-teva, which is where we started this Mishnah, comes to the fore in a person, adarabba. G'dele ador, step forward with another fresh perspective. 70-year-olds have a hard time, and 95-year-old Yidden are cutting to the core of burning issues with utmost clarity. That's Das Torah. Speaking about Das, let's remember that we pointed out that Chochmah is Kotchim, Das is Taharis. And let's ask ourselves another question. In Chochmah and Das in the Svarim, Chochmah is a lower Madrega, Das is the highest level. In Kabbalah Svarim, Das is considered the highest level. It's what's called Chabad, Chokhmah, Bina, Das. Das is a higher level. It's interesting. Kotchim is the Seder of the Beis HaMikdash. Tyrus, the arena of Seder Tyrus, is not in the Beis HaMikdash. K Kelim, my holois is out there in the fields, in the houses, in the factories. What's a higher level? L'chara, life in the Beis HaMikdash is a higher level of Kedusha of Dveikus B'Hashem. And the answer is, Chochma refers to the Hasoga Eloikis of Kedusha, and that's of course in the Beis HaMikdash. However, the purpose of Tahara is that a person takes the atmosphere, the inspiration and the insight of the Beis HaMikdash, and he takes it out into everyday life. When Klal Yisrael had a Seder Kodshim, when there was a Beis HaMikdash, all the Dinei Taharis were Nageh, wherever a Yid went back to, wherever he went back to. The highest level of Chochmah is the ability to take it back into real life and to apply it to real life situations. A person could be a Chochom, but he doesn't have the ability to then answer a question, a practical question, what should be done. G'dayli Hador, the Ziknei Tamid Chomim, Shekol Zman Shemaskinim, Taitim Is Yashev Is Aleim, their Chochma is a product of their Kedusha, of their Amelus Bateru, but after a lifetime of Kochim, a lifetime of Kedusha, it falls then into the realm of Das, where they can apply it to Paskin. That's the realm of Seder Tiris, that's Das. So Mitzvah Shem, as we step forward from Seder Kochim into Seder Tiris, of course, we tell ourselves that we yearn for the atmosphere of Kedusha, of Yerotzin, Shibadim Beis HaMikdash, Meir of Yomeinu, V'sein Chalkeinu, V'sein Asakha, we should be zeicha to learn Torah, and to learn Torah with Chochmah and Das, we should be zeicha to, Emitz Hashem, step into the Seder Tahara, and we should be zeicha, Emitz Hashem, to the Lamaisa of these Halachas, Emitz Hashem, Kishiyovah, Mashiach, Tzimkeinu, Meir of Yomeinu, Amen.